بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 20th juz of the Holy Quran. I thought she gave us new life and set hope for in a very short section of the Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned how a few nations loved and how they got destroyed. وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. The angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam with glad tidings. How they said they, how they came, all of that will come in the 26 verses of the Quran. Inshallah, maybe we'll explain it there. They came down and they came, they sat and spoke to Ibrahim alayhi salam and they gave him glad tidings. Then they told him, قَالُوا, they said to him, إِنَّا مُحْلِقُوا أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, that verily we are going to destroy the specific nation, the nation of Lot, the nation of Lot. In the page before that, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was giving da'wah and he was explaining to the people about Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَآمَنَ لَهُ Lot. Lot alayhi salatu wasalam became Muslim on the hands of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And after some time, he spent some time with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, learned what he was supposed to learn, وقال, and then he said, إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, I'm going to make hijrah to a different place for the pleasure of Allah. And then he went from there and he went to settle down in a nation which was some distance away from where they were, so that he could spread the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But that time it had to happen with the permission of Allah. A person couldn't go to somebody else and speak to them about Allah, excepting with the permission of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat would make the person a Nabi first and then he would have permission to go and do this. So, after some time, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was speaking to his people and speaking to the people and explaining to them what they're supposed to do. Right, no light, what? He was explaining to the people what to do, and during that time, the Malaika then came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, we are going to destroy that nation. إِنَّ أَهْلَهَا كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. The people of that town were oppressors. They oppressed. They didn't listen to the command of Allah. قال إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطًا. Lot is living amongst them. You cannot destroy them. One of my people is dead. One of those who believe in Allah is there. You can't destroy them. They said, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ فِيهَا. Don't worry, we know better than you who is living in that town. We know better than you who is living in that place. لَنُنَجِّيَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We're going to save him and his family. إِلَّا مْرَأَتَهُ, beside his wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. She was from amongst those who transgress the orders of Allah. وَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا, when the angels came into the town, when the angels came to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they were sitting in his house. See Abihim, he didn't like the situation of them being there. There's foreign men in his house. The people of the town were outside his door demanding that they see those men. Respected elders and friends, what it makes one think that in that town was homosexuality spreading so much, it then became an issue of even if they had to take another man by force, they would have done it. They were standing there and they forcing the way they want to come in the house, they want those guys. But see, they can't say what they want to say. At that point he says, how I wish that I had somebody who could assist me or awi ila ruknin shadeed, or they could be a pillar of strength for me because I can't handle this anymore. Then they said to him, لا تخف ولا تحزن. Don't be afraid, don't be sad. إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ. We are going to save you and your family, إِلَّا مْرَأَتَكَ, beside your wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. She was from amongst those who transgressed. إِنَّا مُنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ رِجْزًا. We are going to send upon this town, this people, such a punishment from the sky, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, from the sky, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because of the fisk, of the open transgressions which they used to do. What happened, one of the malaika, I don't know, was it Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself, or one of the other malaika, he went to the door, and he wiped his hand or his wing across their faces, those people who were standing at the door. He wiped his hand or his wing across their faces. It is mentioned in the narration that their faces became such that there was no differentiating between the eyes, nose and the mouth. It became one solid piece of meat. From there their faces changed from red, it became red. From there the next day it became black. And on the next day Allah's punishment descended. So respected elders and friends, from amongst the Muslim community, there are people who are saying this thing is fine. To do the actions of the people of Lut. There are those who are saying it's fine to do it with another man, and they are trying to prove it from Quran. And there are those who are saying it is fine to do it with your wife. Allah Rabbul Izzat never gave us this permission. In fact, Allah Ta'ala sent from amongst the severest of punishment on people who got involved with the stuff. So neither is it permissible with another person, neither is it permissible with your wife even. Allah Rabbul Izzat dislikes it to such a degree that how many Jews didn't we read now in the Taraweeh, where every night you hear the name of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't have the time to explain it every night, but every time when Allah mentions about it, associated with it is the punishment that came to the people. Never did Allah mention any good that they had done in their life. Whether there were people from amongst them who did good, whether there was somebody who gave for the poor, whether there was somebody, whatever good they did, Allah never mentioned it, not once. The only thing Allah mentioned about the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was the type of punishment that Allah met out to them. So that actually is something which is disliked by Allah to such an extent that a person getting involved with that type of thing, he loses his faculty of thought and understanding. Respected elders and friends, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us the Quran as a guideline. Let us use it. Let's not be like those who try to find a way around stuff. They try to twist stuff, try to find a way out. Don't do that. Allah has given us Quran, it is simple, it is straightforward. That person who will implement it the way it's supposed to be implemented, Allah will give him a good life. May Allah make us from Allah. نويته عن ثوم غده عن أدائي برضي شهر رمضان هذه سنة لله تعالى.